and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantfdn.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
We have a 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Late tonight's going to be humid with lows around 70. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:06.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in on this Wednesday afternoon. News coming right up. We have news headlines in just about 12 minutes. It's going to happen at 3:30. At quarter of four, high costs for fuel and fertilizer have been straining farmers' checkbooks. And this year, many are also paying a lot more for something else, health insurance.
It's scary because it's cutting into their bottom line. They didn't necessarily budget for this. They didn't plan for this.
The soaring cost of health care for many farmers. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri.
Probably already know that Kansas will be holding its primary elections on August 4th, with more than 20 candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate. It can be hard to keep track of who's running for what, who is who. Does each candidate want to accomplish? So we asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear them speaking with their own voices in their own words at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Be informed and be sure to vote. It's 85 degrees in Manhattan, 86 in Emporia. The time is 3:20, and this is KPR.
Support for NPR. This is NPR News.
Apple TV's adaptation of Cape Fear streams its final episode this week. Actor Javier Bardem has won praise for his cerebral take on Max Cady, the manipulative bad guy with vengeance on his mind. You are so creepy in this show.
I love being creepy. Why not being creepy?
My conversation with Javier Bardem on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
That interview and all the latest national, international, and regional news headlines coming your way on Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Alcio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
Coming up, we have news headlines once again in just about 30 seconds. It is 83 degrees in Topeka, 89 in Abilene. It is 3:30.
Says even a lake or a stream is a good option.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Kansas woman is suing Taco Bell after she allegedly contracted cyclosporiasis from food there. Daniel Caudle has the story.
Nicole Belote of Hutchinson allegedly became ill after eating a Taco Supreme earlier this month. She was hospitalized for 3 days with symptoms like diarrhea, vomiting, and a severe migraine. Belote has the respiratory disease COPD, and the illness made her so dehydrated that it allegedly affected her lungs. Thousands of people in the U.S. have gotten sick due to the cyclospora parasite outbreak, including at least 460 people in Kansas. Federal officials have linked the outbreak to shredded lettuce produced by Taylor Farms and sold at Taco Bell locations in several states. Taco Bell says it has since removed all affected lettuce from its stores. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle.
The city of Topeka could cut down on police presence in schools next year. The city pays for most of the school resource officer salaries for those individuals present in Topeka schools, while the district covers a smaller share. City budget shortfalls and the fact that the district has its own police force already are behind this proposal. Topeka is not the only city reconsidering resource officer staffing. Lawrence cut two school resource officers last year. Elizabeth Miller has a child in Topeka schools and says safety should be a top priority.
This is a shock to hear that this would even be an option.
This Topeka City Council will discuss the potential changes on August 11th. The Kansas City Chiefs are planning to continue with St. Joseph, Missouri as the site of their training camp until the new practice facility is completed in Olathe. Greg Eklund reports from St. Joseph.
Not until the practice facility is completely done will the Chiefs plan to train there before the season. Team President Mark Donovan says their vision for the practice facility somewhat mirrors that of the new stadium.
We said, think about the practice facility as you've got to build the absolute best, most functional, efficient place where we can conduct our work. It also has to be fan-facing, and we've got a real estate development around it that could include a high school football stadium, an indoor sports facility, and real estate.
The practice facility in Olathe in the new stadium in Wyandotte County are both projected to be completed for the 2031 season. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms after midnight. It's going to be humid overnight with lows around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, still humid, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny. 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. Then we have a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, still humid, lows in the lower 70s.
PR News, I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Sasha. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. After Congress allowed the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act to lapse, health care premiums spiked for millions of self-employed Americans and part-time workers. Farmers and ranchers were among the groups hit hardest, and they're already dealing with a tough agricultural economy. Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers tells us how healthcare costs have been influencing decisions made on the farm.
Ben and Paula Sue Steffen say they still wouldn't choose any other profession.
The freedom to be in, you know, self-employed is undervalued and underappreciated. Our corn's growing 3 or 4 inches every day, it seems like, and you can just see the landscape changing, and it's a hopeful season. It's a hopeful business, really.
And the 64-year-olds hope this will be their last year with high health costs as they plan to enroll in Medicare next year. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Macy Byers.
Since the production of this story, Nebraska Democratic gubernatorial candidate Lynn Walls announced that Ben Steffen will be her running mate in the November election. This story is part of Tough Times, a Harvest Public Media series looking at the economic stress that many American farmers are facing in 2026. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. We are proud to say that KPR is a member. You'll find more of these stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too. And always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up at 4:01. Then at 4:06, the Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate unchanged. But the chairman of the Reserve says elevated inflation is, in fact, still a big concern.
The committee remains resolute. You've heard this before, but we will deliver price stability.
Details coming up here on KPR. It is 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
And from your part-time controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting, and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting, yptc.com/NPR. This is NPR.
If you want to know what's happening, you could pick up your phone and keep scrolling until you're dizzy. But to really understand, turn on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. The time is 4 o'clock.
He's surprisingly agile and appears to be thriving. Fans can get a Mariners Jimothy t-shirt, and the first 20,000 in the stadium will get an exclusive Jimothy rookie card. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
86 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It's 4:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News, it's all things from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for making KPR a part of your day. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That'll be about 12 minutes from now at 4:30. 436 body cam footage and text messages have shown that immigration agents have been using slurs to describe some of the people they've been targeting during raids in Los Angeles. We'll talk about that. Plus, the race is on for the next UN Secretary General. Straw polls begin tomorrow to whittle down the list of candidates. Those stories and much more still to come on All Things Considered here on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings Friday, August 7th, celebrating their album Woodland and performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. StiefelTheater.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details are available at rcilinc.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Atchison. The time is 4:20.
Support for NP in the show.
I love being creepy. Why not being creepy?
My conversation with Javier Bardem tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Bates Co.'s Bon Bon, now providing private dining experiences, event catering, and bespoke menus. Details at bonbonlawrence.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. Next thing we will be hearing is sort of a preview of what we'll hear in the next half hour. And, of course, we will have news coming your way in approximately 30 seconds. It's 4:30.
Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. A Kansas woman is suing Taco Bell after she allegedly contracted cyclosporiasis from food there. Daniel Caudill has the story.
Nicole Belote of Hutchinson allegedly became ill after eating a Taco Supreme earlier this month. She was hospitalized for 3 days with symptoms like diarrhea, vomiting, and a severe migraine. Belote has the respiratory disease COPD, and the illness made her so dehydrated that it allegedly affected her lungs. Thousands of people in the U.S. have gotten sick due to the cyclospora parasite outbreak, including at least 460 people in Kansas. Federal officials have linked the outbreak to shredded lettuce produced by Taylor Farms and sold at Taco Bell locations in several states. Taco Bell says it has since removed all affected lettuce from its stores. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill.
An investigation is underway following an overnight fire at the Panasonic battery plant in DeSoto. Just after 2 a.m. today, crews were sent to the facility. KSNT reports that when fire crews arrived, Panasonic personnel had already evacuated the building. Firefighters found smoke inside the facility and determined that the fire involved batteries stored in battery racks inside a testing area. The fire was contained. No injuries were reported. Blood loss or hemorrhage after a traumatic injury is one of the leading causes of preventable death. That's why the Kansas City, Kansas Fire Department is launching what is thought to be the first blood transfusion program in Kansas or the metro to take place on the ground before a patient gets to a hospital. Shay Jones leads transfusion services at the University of Kansas Health System, where all of these patients will be taken by emergency medical services.
As long as we have the inventory there, I don't see any issue in this continuing to just be a new state of care that's provided to KC Metro patients.
Jones says they're working with the Community Blood Center to increase collections and make sure they have sufficient stock. There's a 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms late tonight. It's going to be humid tonight with lows around 70 degrees. 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s.
Support for NPR.
So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Tune in for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Tomorrow your local host will be Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Thanks so much for allocating part of your day to KPR. Coming up at 5:01, an update of news headlines. At 5:06, Michigan Democrats are hoping to win back control of Congress in the midterms.
People are pissed. This is not working for the majority of people. Gas is expensive. Groceries are expensive. Healthcare is insane.
Right now, the party is weighing two very different candidates for an open U.S. Senate seat. A lot of people think control of the Senate will hinge on this particular seat. We'll tell you how the primary race is shaping up with Sam Greenglass coming up shortly here on KPR. 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms late tonight. It's going to be humid tonight and tomorrow. Lows tonight around 70. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, mostly in the morning. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 10 minutes before 5.
He seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Morning Edition is the program. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Atchison. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Abilene, 96 in Chanute. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:30. At 5:44, we will have part two of the Harvest Public Media miniseries called Tough Times. And today we're going to talk about healthcare costs making a lot of waves in the budgets of people who work on the farm for a living. That story and much more still to come on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
August 4th is primary election day in Kansas. Each party will be choosing its candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate. It is a crowded field. But we here at KPR had an idea. Let's let the candidates make their pitch to you in their own words. So we asked each of them to tell KPR listeners directly why they want to be elected. You can hear those responses right now at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Atchison, 86 in Emporia. The time is 5:20.
Cerebral take on Max Cady, the manipulative bad guy with vengeance on his mind. You are so creepy in this show.
I love Why? Being creepy. Why not being creepy?
My conversation with Javier Bardem on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. It is Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverratks.com.
Perhaps you find yourself saying, what is news? Well, we'll tell you coming up shortly, just about 35 seconds from now. We have an update of news headlines. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:30.
On Wall Street, after the Fed left its key interest rate unchanged as the Iran war ramps up. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas woman is suing Taco Bell after she allegedly contracted cyclosporiasis from food there. Daniel Caudle has the details.
Nicole Belote of Hutchinson allegedly became ill after eating a Taco Supreme earlier this month. She was hospitalized for 3 days with symptoms like diarrhea, vomiting, and a severe migraine. Belote has the respiratory disease COPD, and the illness made her so dehydrated that it allegedly affected her lungs. Thousands of people in the U.S. have gotten sick due to the Cyclospora parasite outbreak, including at least 460 people in Kansas. Federal officials have linked the outbreak to shredded lettuce produced by Taylor Farms and sold at Taco Bell locations in several states. Taco Bell says it has since removed all affected lettuce from its stores. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle.
The city of Topeka could cut down on police presence in schools next year. The city pays for most of the salary costs for the school resource officers present in Topeka schools, while the district covers a smaller share. City budget shortfalls and the fact that the district has its own police force already are behind this proposal. Topeka is not the only city reconsidering resource officer staffing. The city of Lawrence cut 2 school resource officers last year. Elizabeth Miller has a child in the Topeka School District and says safety should be a top priority.
This is a shock to hear that this would even be an option.
The Topeka City Council will discuss the potential changes on August 11th. Blood loss or hemorrhage after a traumatic injury is one of the leading causes of preventable death. That's why the Kansas City, Kansas Fire Department is launching what's thought to be the first blood transfusion program in Kansas or the Metro to take place on the ground before the patient gets to the hospital. Shay Jones leads transfusion services at the University of Kansas Health System, where all of these patients would be taken by emergency medical services.
As long as we have the inventory there, I don't see any issue in this continuing to just be a new state of care that's provided to KC Metro patients.
Jones says they're working with the Community Blood Center to increase collections and make sure they have sufficient blood in stock. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, rather on the damp side and very humid for the next few days. Tonight we have a 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms after midnight. Very humid, lows around 70. For tomorrow, very humid, mostly cloudy in the morning, 40% chance of showers and storms, becoming partly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s, humid again tomorrow night with a 70% chance of showers and storms, and lows in the lower 70s. It's 5:35.
This is all things
we have to deal with it.
For Vitaly, dealing with it means she'll keep offering firefighters free meals and hope visitors learn to hike or fish with a fire smoldering nearby. For NPR News, I'm Sam Brash in Leadville, Colorado.
You are listening to All Things Considered on KPR. I'm Laura Lorson. After Congress allowed the Affordable Care Act tax credits to lapse, healthcare premiums spiked for millions of self-employed Americans and part-time workers. Farmers and ranchers were among the groups hit hardest, and they're already dealing with a tough agricultural economy. Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers explains how health care costs are influencing decisions being made on the farm.
As farmers are used to unpredictable factors, like weather or how their harvest will turn out. But now it's a given that their health plan will be expensive. Even though the business is tough now, Ben and Paula Sue Steffen say they still wouldn't choose any other profession.
The freedom to be self-employed is undervalued and underappreciated. Our corn's growing 3 or 4 inches every day, it seems like, and you can just see the landscape changing, and it's a hopeful season. It's a hopeful business, really.
And the 64-year-olds hope this will be their last year with high health costs as they plan to enroll in Medicare next year. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Macy Byers.
Since the production of this story, Nebraska Democratic gubernatorial candidate Lynn Walls announced that Ben Steffen, we've just heard from, will in fact be her running mate in the November election. This story is part of the miniseries Tough Times, Harvest Public Media, looking at the economic stressors that many American farmers are facing this year. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming 24 hours a day at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 6:01. At just about 6:12, we will learn about Chaco Canyon, another national monument at risk for losing its environmental protections. It's all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned as we head into the 6 o'clock hour. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Workday, an enterprise AI platform for HR, finance, and IT. Dedicated to providing precision and the ability to not just help get work done, but get it done right. It's a new Workday. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from Your Part-Time Controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofit.
They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org.
Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged today despite pressure to more directly tackle inflation.
The Iran war has also driven energy prices higher. We'll bring you the latest.
Today is Wednesday, July 29th, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.